Welcome to 180 Degrees, brought to you by the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland and supported by the Government of Ireland. Our mission is to be at the heart of Ireland's energy revolution. In this season, we share with you the stories of people across Ireland working towards a cleaner energy future. We discuss energy efficiency in the home, electric vehicles and Ireland's charging infrastructure. Hello and welcome to the second episode of Season 3 of 180 Degrees. I'm your host, Louise Ryan, and this is a mini-series all about home energy upgrades, where we explore creating a comfortable and warm home, renewable heating systems, and financing your home energy upgrade. This episode is all about heat pumps. Have you heard of them? Well, we've asked people in Dublin City Centre if they had.
I have a general idea of what it is. Yeah.
I think I know what a heat pump is. It's just, yeah, it's a pump that's attached to a building, and it's like the heart of the home, isn't it? It just distributes whatever heating you have within the building.
Yeah, the thing is a heating system, and people are replacing the boilers with it.
Yes, we did up our house a few years ago, and we got a ground source heat pump, and it's been brilliant. Our house is always warm and comfortable, and we never have to worry about the heat.
I could give you a very fudged answer, which probably wouldn't be correct, so I'll pass on that one. But I know it's energy efficient.
Okay, so it turns out not too many people have heard of heat pumps, and that's why we're talking about them today. I won't get too technical just yet, but I will say that they are a renewable energy heating system which can transform the comfort levels in your home while reducing running costs, energy usage, and harmful greenhouse gas emissions. Heat pumps provide a way for homeowners to move away from using fossil fuels to heat their homes. The government has set a target to retrofit 600,000 homes with a heat pump by 2030, and doing so will greatly reduce our carbon emissions attributed to heat. Now, to get technical, I'm joined by my colleague Brian McIntyre, who is going to explain to us what heat pumps are and how they work.
Yeah, well, they're a fairly new system in Ireland. Maybe in the last 4 or 5 years, people became more conscious of them. But we had some early adopters back maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, but they're very few. But it's certainly something that's become a lot more conscious. Are people a lot more conscious of now in the last 4 or 5 years, particularly when the grant came about? But I think the reality is people only look at new systems when they're looking to replace or upgrade their existing system. So that's when people start looking into it. But part of that, our role in that is trying to raise awareness of what heat pumps are and just take the mystique out of them for them.
So what is a heat pump then, and how does it work for people who don't know?
Okay, very basically, it's just a heating system that extracts energy typically from the air, from the ground, and converts that into heat to be used to heat your home. So if you think about it like a fridge, how a fridge operates is that it extracts heat or energy from inside the fridge to keep it cool and dumps that out the back. So if you've ever put your hand in the back of a fridge, it's always quite warm. So the heat pump does the opposite. It takes the energy from outside, turns it into heat that can be used to heat your water, heat the air, and then that water air is used to heat your home. Broadly speaking, there's three main types of heat pumps. We have an air source heat pump, we have ground source heat pump, and we have exhaust air heat pumps. So air source is the most common. Typically, we'd see in Ireland, we'd have air-to-water heat pumps. And how that works is that it takes the heat from the air outside and uses that to heat the water that you circulate through your pipes and your radiators, or underfloor heating, for example. And then you have air-to-air, which is just where you have aerators around the house, and you just warm the air that way. Then we have ground source heat pumps. And again, they're extracting heat from the ground through pipes through the ground. And again, that's just used to heat the water, the air in your house. And then the last one, we exhaust air heat pumps. And they would be typically used in apartments, for example, or small houses where you're extracting the air from the wet rooms, like your bathroom and your kitchens, and using that to heat the air that you're circulating, or heat the water, the air that you're circulating around to heat your home. So they're the three, broadly speaking, the three main types of heat pump systems.
And why are SEAI encouraging the uptake of heat pumps?
Well, there's two main reasons, really. First of all, they're more efficient, so you're going to use less energy to generate the heat for your home.
Okay, good.
And secondly, as we move towards a greater proportion of electricity being from renewables, that reduces the amount of emissions used for heating. So fundamentally, we want to use less energy to heat our homes, and we want to use cleaner energy to heat our homes.
Brilliant. Do we know how many heat pumps are already in houses in Ireland? Do we have a figure?
Well, based on the BR database, there's about 50,000 heat pumps in homes in Ireland. And so that's been growing. It's typically in new builds, but the retrofit market's growing and growing year on year.
50,000. And where did you say we need to be?
Well, we're looking to install 400,000 heat pumps in homes, in retrofit homes, or retrofit them into homes by 2030.
Okay. So 50,000. So we're getting there.
We're getting there. Slowly but surely.
Okay, now Brian has explained what a heat pump is. Let's hear from homeowner Cormac, who installed an air-to-water heat pump in his County Dublin home back in 2017. He tells my colleague Orla why he got one and whether it lived up to his expectations.
Cormac, when did you get the heat pump?
So we got the heat pump with the Superhomes conversion, so 2016, November 2016.
And why did you decide to get one? What were your kind of key motivations?
Well, we wanted to get rid of fossil fuels. So we wanted to kind of reduce our carbon footprint. And I suppose we were in a position to do it. And I felt it was important to set an example because this is something that I suppose I was preaching at work and even in my private life. So I wanted to set an example.
And did you first hear about them at work then?
Yes, I would have heard about them actually years back, as it turns out. There were some pioneers putting heat pumps in. Particularly in West Cork, I think there was a company there active years back in the 80s. So I would have come across them then. And then, of course, in recent work, I would have seen how, you know, heat pumps were, we had variable speed heat pumps, we had improvements, which meant that they were the solution for domestic heating.
And what research did you find to find the best model?
Well, we left that up to, we went with Tipperary Energy, so their super homes plan. So the advantage with that is that they do recommendations for you. And they actually recommended a Mitsubishi at the time. We have a Daikin. The contractor changed that by agreement with Tipperary. But we had a lot of comfort that the design would be right and that, you know, it would do the trick that it was meant to do. And that, in fact, the contractor wouldn't be paid by Tipperary until, you know, it was satisfactory. So it kind of took, there's a more design involved in heat pumps than boiler systems. Boiler systems have so, you know, there's so much heat in fossil fuel, you can really drive heat into anything. So heat pumps are more finely balanced. So we had that great comfort that that design quality was going to be there.
And did you get the SAI grant for it?
We did indeed. Yeah, we got the 30% grant.
And how was that process?
It's absolutely seamless. That was managed for us and that just worked fine. So we paid Tipperary the net amount and they looked after everything else. So it was completely painless.
How have you found the heat pump so far?
Well, the funny thing is we're just not aware of it at all. We've never gone near it. And in fact, only recently I got it serviced, which is poor. I probably shouldn't admit to that. And the service person just found a very small amount of dirt in the filter. That was it. But it's on its settings that the original person commissioning it put it onto. So we haven't really gone near it at all. It just works. And I think that's a great recommendation. We probably should know a little bit more about it. This particular one doesn't have an app, which is makes it a bit less user-friendly. So the manual is quite formidable, but we've never had to go near it.
And how is it to use? Do you have heating controls inside?
There's a kind of a schedule built into the controller on the integrated unit in the garage, the indoor unit. And then we have a normal thermostat in the house. So it's like a cheaper version of a Nest thermostat. And you just kind of set what temperature you want and it kind of takes it from there.
Okay, and does that do kind of zoned heating for the different rooms?
We looked into that, but we have thermostatic valves and all the radiators, so it wasn't really worth going for zoned because it's effectively a zone in each room because of the thermostatic valves.
And what temperature do you have it set at?
Right now, I think it's around 18 degrees, I think. We went through a phase, it was quite cold when it was being commissioned, so we were advised to kind of turn up the heat and charge up the home because the home kind of stores heat because it's so well insulated. And we left it at that for quite a period. And so we've kind of adjusted it back down. We're back to normal again to make up for the cold of the winter at that time.
And do you find the units noisy?
Not at all. Funny, I've heard this thing about heat pumps and I've never found that at all. We got one inquiry from our neighbours next door on the other side because they were wondering what's this whirring sound they were hearing, but that's just the fan blowing air. You know, it's a very, very low noise. But if you were just beside the hedge at the right spot, you'd hear it. They were wondering, what's that? But I've heard about, you know, defrost cycles and things that we're just not aware. We never hear it. So, it just hasn't featured as an issue at all.
Great, yeah, because that's a common query we get a lot about the noise of it. And I think people maybe expect that the fan would be louder and you can hear it from the house.
Yeah.
But as you said, you have to be right up against it to...
Yeah, the fan is actually very quiet. So what I've heard is it works harder when it's doing a defrost cycle in the winter. But we've never actually heard that. So, now it could be just the model we've been very fortunate with, but it's very, very quiet.
How has the temperature of your house changed?
It's much, much warmer and it's much more constant. It doesn't go up and down. We used to have the heating set and we'd be very, this is the funny thing, we'd be very aware of the timing when the settings were, when it came on in the morning, and we'd have it timed perfectly. So when we're getting out of bed, it would have been on for 20 minutes or half an hour. So we could have a shower without freezing. And now we're just not aware of it at all because we don't have those times because the house just doesn't cool down. It just stays at that constant temperature.
And I assume that's the same for your hot water then as well. It's just always...
It's always there. We have an abundant hot water. So it's set on a schedule and the schedule is set up so that the heat pump does a lot of heating in the middle of the day. Now, originally that was when we were out working or people were at school or college. But now what we find is very good. We've left it like that because we have solar panels as well. And sunshine tends to be around the middle of the day or so. So we find that the heating that the heat pump does at that time, a lot of it comes from the solar panels. So we're getting a lot of benefit from that.
And have you noticed the savings in your energy bills from previously?
We've marginal savings. Our savings haven't been that large. So that's something I'm looking into, you know, but it's less than the original costs. But the serviceman who came around, he felt that the schedules for the hot water are on a bit long. So he's now adjusting downwards. So we're expecting the bills to come down again.
And what would you say to other homeowners thinking about getting a heat pump?
I'd absolutely recommend it. And I would look a bit beyond the initial cost. You know, it seems like a very big thing to do. And I know couples where the debate has been, well, you know, the house is heated already. Why spend all that money? And all you're doing is getting different heating. It is transformational. There's nothing more you could do with your house to transform it than put in a heat pump. It's just the ultimate, as far as I'm concerned. So it's the appliance of choice for me. So I would often say that in future, it won't be a new kitchen, will be the object of kind of desire in a home. It would be a heat pump and having it constantly warm. And I also think as well, if people have elderly relatives or if they have a kid with asthma where dampness is an issue or whatever, it's actually a health issue as well for people if they have those kind of issues.
Yeah, that's a good point. And surely after so many lockdowns and we've all been stuck at home, I think people will be more aware of kind of the comfort levels at home, and we all notice the winter chill this year more. You know?
I think that's a really, really good point. We're spending more times in our homes, and that some of that will be permanent. People are going to work from home for longer periods than they have.
And just on the last thing of the heat pump, Cormac, is there anything you'd wish you'd known beforehand?
I think I wish I'd known things before the overall conversion, before we started the journey. So I would suggest to people always have an eye to the future if you're doing any work in your house and keeping your options open. And talk to someone who's done it, I think, and pick up the tips from them.
Brian, Cormac is clearly happy with his heat pump. Replacing his old boiler was one of the last upgrades he completed on his home. Can you explain why a heat pump will only perform well in an energy efficient home? If a house is heat pump ready, what are the next steps to getting one installed and what costs are we looking at?
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the reasons or one of the things we would include in heat pumps installation is that the insulation has to be up to par as well. So you're losing less heat than you would be, say, in a poorer house where you've got oil heating, for example. So the poorer the insulation is, the more heat you're losing out through the house. So more improved insulation works with the heat pump as well. That's why you get the best efficiency, because you're retaining the heat in the house a lot longer.
And it's more like consistent heat as well.
Exactly, yeah.
And then Cormac was saying as well, another plus is constant hot water. So you're not turning the immersion on and off and so on. So are there any other benefits to having a heat pump?
To be fair, Cormac pretty much covered all the main benefits, to be honest. He did. They're more efficient and reduce your bills, the comfort of having the constant temperature, and that you have to use or very little input to keep the system running as it is.
Yeah. And disadvantages then?
Well, it's not a disadvantage as such, but your insulation needs to be up to a par for your heat pumps to be efficient, because the more heat you're losing out through the house, the harder the heat pump has to work, and it reduces the efficiency of it. So it's one of the things we built in the grant, that the level of insulation has to be up to a certain point. And again, that's just to get the benefit for the homeowner from the heat pump. And again, it's not really a disadvantage as such, but like I said, if you have an older house or you mean that you need to replace pipework and radiators, then there's a level of disruption involved in that. You don't necessarily need to replace those, but in situations where you do, then the level of disruption involved would be sort of a disadvantage. But they're not disadvantages to the system as well. That's just upfront installation stuff.
Brilliant. And Cormac, he was, as he was saying there, he lives in a large semi-detached house. Are heat pumps suitable for all house types?
They are suitable for all house types, or they can be suitable for all house types. They're not necessarily suitable in all cases for all homes. Yeah. Like I said, the insulation is important because you want to reduce the level of heat loss. But in terms of the types of house, there's no issue putting them into detached, semi-detached, end-terrace, mid-terrace and apartments. The only issue with apartments is a slight complication in terms of you might need to ask the management company if there's an issue with, say, the outdoor unit on it. But there's certainly been a lot of apartments built with heat pumps, exhaust air heat pumps, for example, put onto them. So it's not that it can't be done. It might just be an issue around the managing company and permission to do it.
So if you're in an apartment and you're thinking about getting a heat pump, the first step is probably just to check with the management company. Okay. What's involved then in the installation of a heat pump? Is it, you mentioned disruption there earlier, is it a big, massive job?
It sort of depends. In some cases where you have a relatively new house, maybe built in the 90s or early 2000s, if you're replacing an older boiler, you might be able to leave the radiators, you might be able to leave the pipework, and then essentially it's just replacing the old system and taking it out and decommissioning it and putting in your new heat pump with the outdoor units and the indoor unit and plumbing those and electrical work. There's a bigger level of disruption where you have older houses where the radiators aren't fit for purpose or won't generate the level of heat that you need in the house with the heat pump. And that's where you need to replace all the radiators, and you may need to replace older pipework as well that won't work with the heat pump as well, work it as efficiently. So you might need to replace that pipework as well, and that can be a lot of disruption depending where your pipes are. Like if you've got solid floors and you're digging up pipes to go to take them out, that's a lot of disruption. But it's typically someone doing that kind of work is doing a big refurbishment or renovation of their home anyway. So it might not seem as extreme in that regard.
Is that most common that people are doing it as part of a major renovation and they're putting it in? Are people just switching it out, like switching to a heat pump?
It's a bit of both, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of houses that I've seen have work done, like more extensive renovations where they're upgrading the insulation and upgrading the heating system, but they're not really doing anything else. But it makes sense if someone's renovating their home or they're maybe building an extension. It's a 15-year type thing they want to do. Instead, they can't buy a house now, so they're looking to extend the house they have, and that's the time to decide to throw everything at it and future-proof it and put in the heat pump at that point. So there's a bit of everything there, to be honest.
And Cormac was mentioning it there earlier, which I really liked. He hasn't touched the controls since the day it was installed. Just very appealing. So I'm guessing they're easy to use. Is there a learning curve? Is there a lot of maintenance required?
There shouldn't be a learning curve. Yeah. There should be. And that's one of the important things when they're being installed, is that there's a good handover from the contractor the installer to the homeowner. So they're aware of what way it's set up, and they can discuss that with the installer as well. What temperature do you want it to be running at in the different zones of the house? What works for you? And why you don't need to touch anything, essentially. Yeah. Because that's fundamentally what you want to be able to do, is just leave it running and not have to go near it at any point. So there's a bit of a learning curve, because we're also used to turning our heating systems on and off and tinkering with them. And we love that level of control, but there shouldn't be any need to go near it. And in terms of maintenance, it's the same as your own boiler. You should be servicing it every year, but the maintenance is very low because of the type of system that it is. So the maintenance should be cheaper, and it should be more straightforward.
And then just wanted to ask this, because I'm always frozen and I'm sure lots of women out there will agree. But I mean, can you choose to set it a little bit higher? It doesn't have to be at the 19 degrees or whatever. You can choose to set it a bit warmer.
You can set it whatever temperature you want. It's a discussion you'd have with the installer at the time. And sometimes we see that with people. It's just a personal thing that they want to have it a bit warmer in the certain rooms and a bit of higher temperature. And certain people, like Cormac, at 18 degrees. And I could just hear some people going, geez, that's a bit cold.
I had a friend who keeps it at 32.
31, okay.
He's from Brazil, though.
But yeah, no, you can set it at any temperature you want. And again, that's part of the installation process and the setting up of the system. And if it's properly installed, like I said, it should be just let it run and do as it does.
Yeah. So talk to me about the cost then, that C word. Do they vary greatly kind of depending on the type of heat pump or the size of the home? I know it's probably hard to say an exact cost, but roughly speaking.
Yeah, I mean, the range that we would typically see for near-to-water heat pump, which would be the most common one installed in Ireland, figures from anywhere from about 7,000 up to 15,000. But the cost will depend on a couple of different important factors. So is the existing system, is an old one with old pipework that needs to be replaced? Do the radiators need to be replaced? And that'll depend on the heat demand for each room. So when the installer comes out to survey the house, he'll work out the heat that you need in each room, and we'll see, will the radiators be suitable to generate that heat? So do the radiators need to be replaced? Does pipework need to be replaced? And then look at the size of the house. Does it need a bigger heat pump? And then if you do need to replace the radiators and the pipework, then you've got more radiators and pipework to replace. So that'll have an impact on it. So those types of things. I've seen a lot of cases where you can take out the old boiler and put in a heat pump, and that'll be the lower end, like the 7,000 or even lower. I've seen some cases. And then if you need to do a lot of work, you're looking at the upper end of it there at the 15,000. And I've seen higher for bigger houses or more complex work. If you're looking at air to air system, then it's a little bit on the cheaper side, so it could be 7,000, could be less than that. It'd be that the lower end of the scale, and then for ground source heat pumps, where you have to dig up outside and you put down pipework into the ground, those capital costs add to the cost. So you'd be looking at, say, 15,000, possibly even higher as well.
Okay, so we're looking kind of roughly between 7,000 and 15,000.
That would be for a typical heat pump. It could be, and again, like I said, there's a couple of different factors that impact on that.
And then the SAA grants, the good news.
There is a grant. Yeah. There is a grant. €3,500 for, say, your air to water and your ground source heat pump and the exhaust air heat pump. If you're looking air to air, because it's a lot less expensive, there's a lot less work involved, the grant for that is €600.
Okay. Where do people start if they are interested in applying for a grant?
Your starting point should be to get a technical assessment of your house to assess the level of heat loss, because that's really crucial when you're looking at the performance of a heat pump. The higher the level of heat loss means the heat pump has to work harder, it's less efficient, and you don't get the savings both in costs or in terms of, say, targets about emissions. So it's important that the heat pump or the heat loss is at a certain level. And that just means in some cases you might need to improve your insulation to make the heat pump viable for your home. So the first thing to do is to get a technical assessment. And assess the level of heat loss for your home. And they'll advise if you can go ahead and get a heat pump, or if you need to do some work before that would make it a more viable proposition to get a heat pump. That would be your starting point.
Okay. So if listeners want a heat pump, so they can just go to the SAI website.
There's a list of registered technical advisors there, yeah.
So if listeners do want a heat pump, Brian, is there any kind of restrictions there?
The only condition really is that the house has to be occupied before 2011. And that's just because of building regulations, that there was a certain level of renewable technology was required by building regulations after 2011. So it's to incentivize the installation of renewables in pre-2011 homes.
Brilliant. So just to recap then, they'll need a certain level of insulation.
Yeah.
So that's where they need to start. It needs to be before 2011.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks, Brian. So it kind of sounds like it's a no-brainer, really, if you are looking and investing in a new renewable heating system from your home. A heat pump is definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, definitely something worth considering if you've got an old boiler to replace, to upgrade to a renewable heating system.
It's an investment, definitely, but obviously the payback over time is significant, yeah.
And I think we all suffer from framing everything in a financial payback.
Yeah.
One thing that came out from Cormac's interview there was the level of comfort. I mean, you can't put a value on that. And the level of comfort he feels in his home with that constant temperature, you can't put a figure on that. And I think that needs to be brought out more in terms of what you can get from a heat pump.
Yeah, and I think we all know now over the last 18 months or so what it's like to spend so much time in our homes, and comfort obviously is something maybe we appreciate a little bit more now after lockdown.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Brian, for joining us today. It's been really, really useful as always, and I hope listeners at home have learned a little bit more about heat pumps. Thank you to our guests Brian and Cormac. If you'd like to find out more about heat pumps and where to start, then please visit seai.ie/home-energy-upgrades. In our next episode, we're going to talk about financing your home energy upgrade. We'll hear from Cormac again and an SEAI expert who will tell us the different financial routes homeowners can take when upgrading their homes. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you've enjoyed it, then please like, share and subscribe to our podcast. You'll find previous episodes on our website, seai.ie/podcast, along with information about our grants and supports. Until next time,